Hello there and good afternoon from Proactive New York. Joining me today from Planet 13 Holdings is co-CEO Larry Scheffler. Larry, good to see you. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. The company reported its first quarter financial results here, 8% increase in top line growth year over year. What was driving that little bump there?
Really some cost savings that we did a lot of cost savings. Try to cut out the fat. A lot of it we cut out of California. We anticipated a bigger opening or a bigger, more people coming to California. But with we didn't anticipate COVID and all the shutdown and tourism being shut down in California, along with the 405 freeway, it tore up our interchange right by our Planet 13 Santa Ana, which did a 20-minute delay in anyone coming from the beach or that area to get to our site, which really hurt our customers coming in. So we cut the costs a lot on that. We've now have got our name out a lot more to a 5-mile radius in the area. With all of that being done by our marketing department, it's picking up more literally every week now. We're excited about it, and we know it will continue to increase. They've got a couple months left of finishing up the 405 freeway. That'll be open, which will really help us. And of course, with COVID finally shutting down over there, all of it together, it's going to improve along with our cost cutting.
And you mentioned cost cutting, talking about narrowing the loss here by 65% to 2.1 million from 6 million. Do you think that you're getting a little bit closer to profitability here?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we really did cut out a lot. We took a scalpel and we looked at everything from top to bottom, from landscaping to maintenance inside, to security, to how many bud tenders and people we had, to everybody in the back rooms working on everything. And we really cut out a lot and streamlined the whole thing. So we're expecting it to look a lot better here this whole year. We know it will.
And you talked about California traffic issues there. How about those low tourist numbers in Vegas? Do you think tourists will be coming back this quarter?
They have been coming back. April was the largest gaming revenue, even pre-COVID, for the Las Vegas Strip. So they really have come back. All of the conventions that are a big part of the tourists we sell to, they're all back in full swing again, finally. We're so glad about that. And with that and our cab program that we were able to institute again, we had to shut down for a little bit because of a lawsuit. We won with our federal judge for the state, and we're able to start our cab program back up, which is a big plus for us. They want to let you go back for a second. The other reason we're going to see a lot better revenue and profit in California, I don't know if everybody knows, we bought Next Green Wave. I think we closed in February. That's a 35,000 square foot indoor greenhouse growing premium cannabis in Coalinga, southwest of Fresno. A great site, a great team there growing fantastic cannabis. And by us being able to cut out some of the middleman and not having to grow and we are able to realize a lot more of the profit because we're going to it ourselves now.
Speaking of that, how are your branded products performing? I have been conducting a bunch of interviews with David Ferris.
They're great. I think I just did the report for the quarter. I'm trying to remember it all. We're at about 10% of all of the edibles and drinks in the state of Nevada. And we're still 10% of all the cannabis being sold in the state out of our one store. So we're full steam with our drinks. Of course, we went from water infused flavored. There wasn't enough sugar in that to mask the THC. We then tried the actual soda fountains like cola, lemon, lime, and so on. And that was a huge hit, 10 times over from the flavored waters. We discontinued the flavored waters. We're doing the drinks now. We're getting requests even from some of our, I don't want to say competitors, but friendly competitors want to know if we can help white label because we have so much automation going on with our drinks, along with we're doing, of course, all the automation with our gummy squares at 10,000 gummy squares an hour and chocolates and peanut butter cups and just doing fantastic. We're in 70 some dispensaries now in the state of Nevada.
And just moving on to Florida, we'll just end with Florida. I know you recently selected your second site in the state of Florida. So what kind of growth are you expecting out of Florida?
Well, that's kind of a wait and see. We're trying to go somewhere between 750,000 to $1 million a month out of each store that they were picking up on. So, and again, we'll have six stores within the first year. We'll have 14 stores in 2 years. We're looking at 10 more sites right now. And as we evaluate them and find out if they work for us, and the location, we'll be announcing them as we go.
Certainly a lot going on for you. So we look forward to following progress here. Larry, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.